Good morning. It's 7:30. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. A Mount Airy man is the only African-American among Pennsylvania's 71-member delegation to the Republican National Convention. WHYY's J. Scott Smith reports 63-year-old Calvin Tucker is attending his second consecutive nominating convention.
Calvin Tucker is one of just 18 African-Americans out of the 2,472 total Republican delegates, which equates to less than 1%. A lifelong Republican, Tucker sees that disconnect between blacks and the GOP locally.
What most people see on a national basis is Republicans from communities that may not have the diversity that we have in urban communities. Therefore, that's not their interest to support our community.
Now, Democrats outnumber Republicans nearly 8-1 in Philadelphia. Tucker, who also heads the city's Black Republican Council and credits the work of late Councilwoman Dr. Ethel Allen as an influence, understands the effect that numbers game has.
In the city of Philadelphia, the Republican Party generally say who votes for us, who supports us, and if we don't get a significant number of African Americans supporting us, then they support those who support them, as is the case with the Democrat Party.
This all comes at a time when the party's newly minted nominee, Donald Trump, polls at all-time lows among minority groups. Tucker, however, sees Trump's controversial statements as nothing more than a case of tough campaign talk.
Some of the things he may have said may have been misinterpreted or may have been interpreted in a way that didn't reflect positive at that particular time. But I believe that he presents action that's going to affect the lives of our citizens.
Tucker says both parties need to be more sophisticated in their approach to reaching the black community. If not, the GOP could continue to be associated with a different kind of 1%. I'm J. Scott Smith for WHYY News.